Blog Talk Radio. you, Jesus. I know he's greater. There's nobody. Just one more time. There's nobody greater than you. Greater than you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our scripture today is coming from John 15. John 15. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater than you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That gets my soul on fire. I just praise you, Jesus. Just let me worship on you for a minute. Just saying, nobody's greater. Been around. I've been up and I've been down, been to the top of the hills, down in the valley. I saw some amazing things through these eyes. I met some amazing people and I spoke some words to them that was just tingling your bones, but nobody is greater. Nobody is greater than you. Hallelujah. Ooh, Big John. Big John, we're at chapter 15. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Starting at verse 9, it says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you. I need your joy to remain in me, Jesus. And that your joy may be full. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That's why we get in trouble in the world today. We need to learn to love one another as he has loved us. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. Again, 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. Hallelujah. Came to you the scripture tonight. Was in the book of John in the New Testament, chapter 15. We read verses 9 through 13. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Searched all over. Well, this is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas. We're coming to you today from San Antonio, Texas, and I represent the ministry of the wonderful Tri-Anointed Women of Christ. And the Tri-Anointed Ministries, just wanted to give you some background, a little history about us today. Of what we believe in is very important for when you join with someone for intercessory prayer or just praying for the ministry, as so many of you do. We appreciate that so much. And we want to make sure of what it is that here at the ministry, what I believe in. To start it off, and that's our segment for tonight. To start it off, let's just invite the Holy Spirit. He's already here. He's already here. We brought him with us. You feel him? He's already in your situation. And let's just open the floor up for him. Let's invite him to the platform of our hearts, the platform of our lives. Let's put him center stage in our minds right now. So in the name of the Father, precious Lord Jesus, in the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit that you have left to dwell within us, to be our counselor, our guide, we invite you to just come and take center stage right now and just pour out your anointing, pour out your word. Just open up your word that it may pierce our hearts and just rub it all over our minds that we can take it with us on a lifetime journey, not just on for a few moments, and not just for Sunday or for Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday, but a lifetime, your word. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Now may we just have more of you and less of us in the powerful name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you and we honor you and we welcome you. You're invited. We welcome you. There is no one greater than you. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, here it is. As God gives us his word today, I invite you to relax, get comfortable. Call a friend. Ask them to just tune in today. Let's see what it is that Evangelist Von Dumas actually believes. And everything is covered by the scripture. I believe in the Bible. I believe from the beginning to the end, and everything in the middle is the word of God, meant by God, said by God, and it's inspired by God for it was to deliver us out of our situations right now today. I believe that the word that be at the beginning is the same word that heals us today. I believe that nothing has changed in the word. And we have no right to change of the word. Hallelujah. Regardless of how we think, how our minds want to work or want to fit around the word, I believe that God is true in his word. And I believe that if he said it, he meant it then, and he still means it today. And he's still going to mean it when he comes back. And I believe that he is coming back for his own. And every man and woman will be judged according to the works of their lives, their deeds. Every word that you have spoken, I'm going to slow that down. Every word that you have spoken while there's been breath in your body, you will be held accountable for those words. We ask every man and woman that you repent of your sins. Sins can be in your thoughts just as well as your action. Repent of your sins. You will be held accountable for every thought that you've had that you have not. Been asked that you've not turned back over to our Father for forgiveness, that he can dismiss it. And if, until you do that, it's yours. You own that. It's a sin. And the wages of those sins is your death. Not just dying, but death, eternal death. Or you can choose eternal life. God sent his Son that you may have eternal life. But it's up to you. Is life or death. Here at Tri-Anointed Ministry, I believe in the Bible. We believe the entire Bible, all 66 books of the combined Old and New Testament, are verbally inspired by God. And they are in the original writings. I believe that there are many of us who think that, oh, the Old Testament was something for then, and there's nothing relevant to our lives today. But I believe in the Old and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it told us about what was in the New Testament. It spoke about Jesus in the Old Testament. I believe in the Old and the New Testament. I believe that they are verbally inspired by God and his original writings. I believe that through the providence of God, the Word of God has been protected and it has been preserved. And it is the only authority rule of faith and practice. I believe in that because the Bible in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 tells me so. Also, it says in 2 Peter 1:20 and 21, it tells me so. So that's what I believe. That's what I teach. I teach what I believe. That's what I believe. The second thing I want to touch on tonight is I believe in God. Here at the ministry, we believe that there is only one true, living, sovereign, holy, and eternal existing God. We believe that he exists in three co-equal persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, each being a distinct person and with a distinct function that all of one essence, and all possessing the same nature, the same perfection, and attributes. That your own God is the creator. I believe that he's the sustainer of all things. I believe that he's the source of all truth. And I believe that he's worthy of all of our praise. I believe that he's worthy, and I believe that he's worthy of our confidence and our obedience. And I cover my beliefs with scripture. And we're starting the New Testament with Genesis, Genesis 1:31. Also Deuteronomy 6:4 and 5. I also believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ. I know that there are many who are still waiting for Jesus Christ. They think that the Messiah has not came. They think that Jesus Christ was just a disciple. But we here at Tri-Anointed Ministries, I, Evangelist Von Dimas, I believe that Jesus Christ is God. I'm going to say it again. I believe that Jesus Christ is God. I believe he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, performed many miracles. I believe that he shed his blood on the cross as a substitute. I believe that he was buried and that bodily resurrected, that he ascended to the right hand of the Father. And he will return literally, visibly, and personally in glory and in power. Let's cover it with the scripture. John 1. You can do verse 1 through 3, and also John 1 and then verse 14. Continuing to cover that in scripture, we have Matthew 1:18 through 25, Philippians 2:5-9, Colossians 15:1-8, Acts 1:11. Now the scriptures is very important for you to get down. Go back through there. Make sure that you have a strong understanding that God, you ask God to reveal in you as he has in me. So when someone says that you believe, you can tell them what you believe and cover it with scripture of why you believe. Because if you believe in the Bible, don't make up your own stuff. God don't need your help. He's given you the word. He's given you the reason why you believe in it. Cover it with the scripture. You'll always end up on the right side of the truth. I believe in the resurrection. See, we believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we covered that with Luke 24:39-43, and also with Big John 20:24-29. Of course, you can always go back in the archives and get these scriptures. You can also call me or reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Leave a message for me here at the Blog Talk Radio Show. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. Let's continue, shall we? I believe that Christ's ascension and beyond. Do you believe that Jesus Christ ascended to the Father and is presently, right now, engaged in preparing a place for his people? Interceding for them. John 14:1-6. Romans 8:34. I believe that right now he's presently engaged in preparing a place for you, for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in Christ's return. I believe in the visibly bodily return of Jesus Christ. Our Christ Jesus to the earth will return, and he will rapture up his church, which is the bride, and he will judge the world. I believe. Not just something that you won't be able to see. I believe that every eye will see him when he returns. It's going to be a visible. It's going to be a bodily return of him. I cover that with Acts 1:10-11. Again, that's Acts 1:10-11. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-10. James 5:8. Revelations 1:7. I believe that Jesus is God. Did we believe that Jesus is God? Come in the flesh, and that he is both divine and human. Let's cover that, because I know you may have questions on that. Luke 1:26-38, John 14:1-3, Acts 2:36, Acts 3:14-15, Philippians 2:5-12, and John 1:1. you can do 1 through 14. Don't forget to go in the archives and get the verses again. I believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Holy Spirit is God. We believe that co-equal and co-existent with the Father and the Son. We believe that he is the chief convictor of sin, the chief agent of regeneration and sanctification. The Holy Spirit indwells every believer and empowers every believer to live a godly life. Covered by John 14, 16 through 19. And then also John 16, 7 through 15. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Romans 8, 9 through 11. Titus 3 and 5. Hallelujah. We're going to do the next one is the Trinity. I believe in the Trinity. I believe in one God revealed in three persons. So let's do it again. The name of my ministry that God gave to me, spoke it into our spirit, was Tri-Anointed Ministries. And it's like a triangle. If you can envision it, you vision this triangle. And all points, it has three points. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's never ending. Nothing is wavering. Every point is within a part of the next point. We believe the same. One God. Just like those points become one. One God. But it's revealed in three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I cover that with Matthew 3, 16 through 17. Matthew 28, 9. And then John 17. As we continue on, we're just going to give maybe one or two of the verses. There are many verses that go along with it. Make sure that you come back, call back in, and we'll get all of the different scriptures if you would like to go with those verses, because it's very important. I believe in mankind. See, we believe that in the beginning, God created mankind in his image. And I believe that it is not in any sense the product of evolution. So one more time. I believe that in the beginning, God created mankind, and that he created mankind in his image. And I believe that it is not in any sense the product of evolution. Mankind was originally created with the ability to live perfectly for God's glory, according to Genesis 1, 17 and 31. I believe that apart from God, do we believe that man in his natural state is a sinner, lost, undone, without hope, and without God? In his natural state, he's apart from God. Romans 3, 19 through 23. And we believe that Adam, the first man, sinned by willful disobedience. He said that it was Eve who tempted him. God created man. Then he created woman from man. He took woman out of man. He left man in charge of the garden. So it was, who did God come back? Who did he talk to when he came back? He talked to Adam, who he had left in charge. Hallelujah. Not his helpmeet, but the one that was supposed to be in charge. I believe in sin. I believe that the wages of your sin is death. Again, we believe that Adam, the first man, he sinned by willful disobedience. And this act of open rebellion resulted in the fall of all mankind. Therefore, all people have sinned and lost their ability to live for the glory of God. Mankind's fall has incurred both physically and spiritual death on all until there is forgiveness and salvation by the grace of God. I try to speak slowly because I want you to really, truly understand that man's fall has incurred both physically and spiritual death on all of us until there is forgiveness and salvation by the grace of God. You must be saved and you must repent. I believe that you're born into sin because of this. Genesis 3, 1 through 24. Romans 3, 10 and 23. And then go to 5 and you can go Romans 5, 12 through 21. And then Romans 6, verse 23. Just wanted to give all of those out there because that's I want you to make sure you get it. I want it to stick to you. Hallelujah. Let's just go on to the biggest one. We just spoke about repenting and salvation. I believe in salvation. I believe the salvation of lost and for mankind, I believe that it's a free gift of God's grace apart from human work. I believe it's a free gift of God's grace apart from human works. Basically, it's based solely upon Christ's vicarious and his atoning death, effected by the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, and is received only through faith in the person and finished work of Christ Jesus on the cross. Only by the faith in that person and then by the finished works of Jesus Christ. He's already finished it on the cross for us. And that's the only way that we can receive salvation. Ephesians 2, 8 and 10. Corinthians 21. Sorry, 2 Corinthians 5, 21. And I believe and eternal security. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for eternal security. We believe that since God gives us eternal life through Christ, the believer, you and I, is secure in that salvation forever. Our salvation is maintained by the grace and the power of God. It's not by the efforts of the believer. Big John 10, 29 through 30. It's not by the efforts of the believer. I believe in eternity. We believe that man was created to exist forever. We believe that he will either exist eternally, separated from God by sin, or you can choose to be in union with God through salvation. Now, to be eternally separated from God is hell. He says, I don't believe in hell. I believe in hell. I believe to be eternally separated from your creator is hell. To be eternally with God is heaven. Heaven and hell are places of external existence. Not this, and it's going to, we all are going to leave here. We all somewhere that we will spend eternity at. Heaven and hell are places of external existence. John 3:16. John 2:25. Romans 6:23, Revelations 20:15. I believe in the church. I believe in the church. We believe that the church is the body of Christ and that the family of God. It is made of saved and baptized believers who regularly join together on the Lord's Day for worship, for fellowship, and for ministry. According to Matthew 16:18. Excuse me. I believe that it is the responsibility and the privilege of every Christian to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and to seek to make growing disciples, which is exactly what it is. It's evangelism. That's why the title is Evangelism by Dillon. Because I believe it's my responsibility, like it's your responsibility. And it's also a privilege of every Christian to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and to seek to make growing disciples. If you're not seeking to make growing disciples, you're wasting your time. Why are you even spending time with that person? But everyone you meet, you should be seeking to make growing disciples, according to Matthew 28:18-20. Hallelujah. I believe in the Great Commission. We believe that God has given the church a great commission to proclaim the gospel to all nations, according to Matthew 28:18-20, so that there might be a great multitude from every nation, every tribe, every ethnicity group, every language group who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Revelation 5:9. I believe in the baptism and the Lord's Supper. Jesus instructed his followers to remember his death and resurrection. He gave Thai church two visible symbols called orders and reminders. And these two things are baptism and the supper. Baptism by immersion is an act of obedience. It's an identification with Jesus as Lord. It identifies you. It serves as an outward sign of conscious confession, of repentance and faith. And the Lord's Supper is an ongoing symbol. It's remembering our Lord's death, his burial, and his resurrection, and his promise to return. Let's not leave that out. And his promise to return, according to Matthew 26:26. So again, we believe in the two ordinances of the church, water baptism and communion, which is the Lord's Supper. Water baptism, again, is the immersion in water in the name of the Father. I believe in the Son and the Holy Spirit, according to Matthew 3:15. And a symbol of identification with Jesus Christ in his birth, his burial, his resurrection, and his promise to return. Communion is the memorial of the death. I believe it's the resurrection. It's the memorial of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke 22:13. And I believe in the world, but not of the world. Do we believe that believers should seek, as the early disciples did, to practice the separated life from the world? You got to practice to separate yourself from the world. And until Christ, and to set standards of conduct, your conduct must be of Christ, which shall exalt our Lord and his church, according to Romans 12:1-3. I believe in an intimate relationship. We believe that God has commanded that no intimate sexual activity be engaged in outside of marriage between a man and a woman, between a man and a man, or a woman or a woman, according to Deuteronomy 22:22. We believe that any form of homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, bestiality, incest, we believe that they are sinful perversions of God's gift of sex, according to 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. And I believe in stewardship. I believe that every Christian, as a steward of that portion of God's wealth entrusted in him, is obligated to support his local church with his time, his talent, and his treasure, according to Malachi 3:8. We believe that God has established a tithe as a basis for giving, and that every Christian should also give offering cheerfully to support the churches. We believe that Christian replenishes all rights to direct the use of tithe or offering once the gift has been made. I thank you for your service tonight. God, thank you for your word. I'll see you here tomorrow night at the same time. If you don't know Christ, just say, Jesus Christ, I invite you into my life. I believe that you gave your son for me, that he died that I may live. I want to live with you according to your word. Amen. He's a good God. He believes you. There is nobody greater. I will see you tomorrow.